I mean, I think we've kind of reinvented ourselves the way that we've made records. And I think an interesting thing is I think we need to reinvent the way we tour live.
Musically, Ed O'Brien and Radiohead have been reinventing themselves for years. This time, they did so on the business side and made a rarity, a record that was talked about and had the songs to back the buzz. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. It's hard to look past the music of Radiohead, considering the band's catalog is some of the most captivating material of the past two decades. But the decision in 2007 to let fans download their album in rainbows and only pay what they wanted sent out shockwaves that were hard to ignore. Getting back to the songs, guitarist Ed O'Brien provides some of the foundation for Radiohead's carefully layered sound. And when he spoke with FUV's Julianne Welby about In Rainbows, he explained how the band manages to stay inspired after so many years and just who's responsible for telling fans the price is up to you.
You can blame the management. We'd had a sort of a general discussion about being aware of the changes that have happened in the last 8-10 years vis-a-vis downloads and free downloads, and we didn't want to criminalize people who were downloading stuff for free, because there's a realization out there, there's a whole generation who expect to get their music for free, and you know, who are us old fogies to say you have to pay for it. And they actually, their model was actually, they're very keen on this. Apparently there's a restaurant in Manhattan where you ask for the bill and they say, well, how much do you think it's worth? And that was the model, and apparently the restaurant does very well. Obviously, it's a little bit different, but it's also, it's treating, for want of a better word, the consumer as a responsible and honest human being.
In the deepest ocean.
You don't go into the studio and you don't look back and go, that was a wonderful record, wasn't it? It's all about where are you now? And I think the thing is with bands is that traditionally bands have a window of creativity. Solo artists are different. People like Bruce Springsteen and Neil Young are different, you know, because they can get in different musicians, they can roll with it, you know. But bands, it's harder because you've got the same personnel. And you know, I think it's actually quite a healthy state. I mean, it went too far the other way. There were long periods and we thought we wouldn't be able to do it anymore.
Well, you've been together for 20 years almost now, Ed.
Yeah.
How long can you guys keep collaborating the way Radiohead does?
I've no idea. I mean, you know, you just carry on the next record. We don't have any contracts to fulfill, so there are none of those pressures. So it's basically, I guess, each time you get together, go, is this a good record? Is what you're doing, you feeling it? Is it moving you? And if it is, then you continue. If it's not, we've yet to cross that bridge.
Before you run away from me, before you're lost between the notes, the wheat goes round and round. The beat goes round and round. I never really got there. I just pretended that I had was a blown instrument. Was I sawn off shotgun?
Live Radiohead from the Scotch Mist webcast. Today's Take 5 was produced by Sarah Wardrop. Hear the complete interview with Ed O'Brien and more at WFUV.org.